Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This is Shabbat Shira, the parsha of B'Shalach, the parsha of Great Song. It's interesting that even though in the midst of Great Song, the Torah describes for us that the Jewish people came to an oasis called Mara. Mara had bitter waters. The Torah describes Mara by using the word mar, bitter, three times in the same verse, which is something that is unusual, that the Torah would repeat the same verb three times. Loyochlu b'nei Yisrael ishtos mayim mimora, ki morim heim al kein kora shmo mora. Three times the Jewish people could not drink water from Mara because it was bitter, and therefore the Jewish people call the oasis Mara, the place of the bitter waters. Eventually the waters are sweetened. Moshe follows the instruction of God, takes an olive branch and throws it into the waters, and the waters become potable. You can drink it. Mm-hmm. What's the significance of this whole story, and why is it here? I always felt that there is never unmitigated joy in the world, and that even if there's a moment of exaltation and of triumph, and the Egyptians are drowned, and the Pharaoh is gone finally, and we're home scot-free, it doesn't work that way. There always is a tomorrow, and the tomorrow brings with it challenges and brings with it problems and brings with it bitterness. And therefore, in order to really deal in the world, we have to have something that can sweeten the waters, because we will always come across waters that are bitter. And the idea that the Torah presents here of this olive branch, which is really the symbol of the Torah itself, and the Torah is described over and over again as being a tree, a branch, especially an olive branch, and we find that the olive branch was the symbol by Noah, that the flood had ended and that the world could resume. You need that. You have to have in your reservoir somewhere an olive branch to be able to sweeten the waters. In life, there's a lot of time there are bitter waters. And most of the time, the bitter waters are irrational, not explainable easily. They defy our ability to believe and to understand. And so those waters are bitter. I mean, the current tsunami frenzy. Mm-hmm. So it's bitter waters. And in our personal lives, there are always, not a day goes by that there aren't problems. In fact, anybody who has a job, he has a job because there are problems. Otherwise, who needs them? Present company excluded. the Torah wanted to emphasize that to us. And therefore, the Torah tells us that immediately upon the Jewish people coming into the desert, they're coming in on a high, a pillar of cloud, a pillar of fire, the destruction of Pharaoh, etc. You shouldn't expect that all the waters will be sweet. You're going to have to sweeten them. And how do we sweeten them? We sweeten them with faith, with tradition, with a sense of a higher purpose, with the ability to take a broader view of it, even with a sense of acceptance. And that is reflected here in this story of Mara. So therefore, even though the Torah repeated three times how bitter it is, no matter how bitter it is, somehow we can sweeten it. We can make something of our lives. That was the task of Moshe and the Jewish people in the desert, and that remains the task, I think, of all individuals and of the Jewish people as a whole, and really of the state of Israel as well in our time. So I think that that really is a different insight that we should have when we look at the Parsha of Bishalach.
Thank you, Rabbi Wein, on how to sweeten the bitter waters.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.